WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Lovin Cruz here. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, embracing our emotions and finding healthy ways to express them. Ever feel like you're suppressing a whole tidal wave of feelings inside? Like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to let anyone see the real you? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that often tells us to toughen up, keep it together, or just suck it up. But here's the thing. Emotions are a fundamental part of being human. They're not weaknesses, they're messengers. They tell us what we value, what matters to us, and what needs attention. So, why is embracing our emotions so crucial? Well, bottling them up can lead to some serious stress, anxiety, and even physical health issues. It can damage relationships, stifle creativity, and leave you feeling disconnected from yourself. But when we learn to acknowledge, understand, and express our emotions in healthy ways, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities, greater self-awareness, stronger connections with others, and a more fulfilling life. Ready to tap into that power? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you start your journey. 1. Label it to tame it. Have you ever noticed how just putting a name to a feeling can make it feel less overwhelming? That's because labeling emotions helps us create distance from them, allowing for a clearer perspective. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," try being specific. "I feel frustrated," "I feel disappointed," or even "I feel excited and energized." By naming emotions, you take the first step towards understanding and managing them. 2. Your body speaks volumes. Ever get butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation? Or a tight chest when you're feeling anxious? Our bodies are incredible instruments of communication. Pay attention to physical sensations, a racing heart, clenched jaw, or sweaty palms, as these often signal underlying emotions. Recognizing these cues can give you valuable insights into what you're truly experiencing. 3. Express yourself authentically. This doesn't mean becoming an emotional volcano. It means finding healthy outlets for your feelings. Talk to a trusted friend or family member. Journal your thoughts. Engage in creative activities like painting or writing. Or even take a brisk walk to clear your head. The key is to express yourself honestly and vulnerably within your comfort zone. 4. Seek support when you need it. We're not all superheroes. Sometimes we need a helping hand. Don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or support group if you're struggling to manage your emotions. They can provide guidance, coping strategies, and a safe space to explore your feelings. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that everyone experiences a full spectrum of emotions. It's okay to feel sad, angry, frustrated, or even joyful. Instead of judging yourself for having these feelings, acknowledge them with understanding and compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Picture this. You're at work, and your boss just criticized a project you poured your heart into. Your mind starts racing with negative thoughts, you feel your stomach clench, and your throat tightens. Instead of bottling it up or letting the anger consume you, take a deep breath. Acknowledge those feelings. "I'm feeling really disappointed and frustrated right now," then try to channel that energy constructively. Perhaps approach your boss for clarification, brainstorm solutions together, or use the feedback as an opportunity for growth. Remember, embracing our emotions isn't about losing control, it's about gaining mastery. It's about understanding ourselves better, connecting more deeply with others, and living a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Label your feelings, be kind to yourself, and remember you've got this. Join me tomorrow for another episode of The Balanced Stoic, where we'll explore practical strategies for managing stress and building resilience in the face of challenges. Until then, stay balanced and keep striving for emotional mastery.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.